Okay, so I heard there's this place near Mesa Community College, and like someone with some serious Mexican food credentials from three different states, Texas, California, and Arizona, is saying their handmade corn tortillas are out of this world. What's that about, Vicky? You know all the good spots. Oh, Cindy, you're talking about the Taco Spot Mesa. Yeah, Liz H, she left this Google review that just like blew up. She basically said, "Raised in Texas, retired out of Cali, and now I'm in AZ. I know Mexican food." I mean, that's a pretty strong endorsement, right? And for her to say their handmade corn tortillas are out of the world, that's a huge deal. It really tells you something about the quality they're putting out there. Mesa locals are absolutely paying attention to that kind of validation, you know?
Wow, out of this world tortillas. That alone has me intrigued. But like you mentioned, birria tacos. For people who might not be super familiar with birria, what exactly makes it so special there? Is it just the seasoning or?
Okay, so birria, for those who don't know, it's typically this really rich, savory, slow-cooked meat, usually beef or goat, that's marinated in these incredible chiles and spices. And at the Taco Spot Mesa, it's their uncle's traditional recipe, actually. It's so deeply flavorful, like the birria itself is seasoned extremely well, as Amanda Leone noted on Google. It's not just a dish, it's an experience. People try it and they get hooked. Damarian Mitchell, he literally wrote, "I can't stop coming back." Like that's the kind of loyalty this birria creates. You know, it really does turn new customers into repeat regulars.
That's incredible. That kind of loyalty. So, how did Mesa get lucky enough to get this spot? Was it like always a Mesa thing, or did the recipe prove itself somewhere else? Oh no, Mesa actually became the third Taco Spot location. So, the uncle's birria recipe had already proven itself at two other spots before it came to the East Valley. It's not just like a random menu item. This is the recipe that actually made this their third family location. When it opened up near Mesa Community College and the Fiesta District, that's when customers really started choosing their birria over, you know, some of the nearby chain options. Damarian Mitchell's comment, "Most definitely great tacos, I literally can't stop coming back," really shows how fast they built their reputation in the Mesa community. It was like an instant hit.
That's so smart, expanding after proving the concept. What about the actual, like, dining experience there? I mean, besides the amazing food, what makes it stand out from all the fast food chains around Mesa? Is there, a specific vibe or something?
Okay, so one huge thing that sets them apart, especially here in Arizona, is their outdoor seating area. I mean, we get what, 7, 8 months of absolutely gorgeous weather, right? Most chain restaurants, especially fast food ones, they don't offer that. So for Dobson Ranch neighborhood families or the Banner Desert Medical Center lunch crowd, they can actually enjoy their birria tacos and like their aguas frescas. Victor L. said they had really good birria and aguas frescas outside. It's such a simple thing, but it makes a huge difference in the dining experience. It's just more inviting, more relaxed, you know?
That's a definite plus for Arizona. But, like, how do they maintain that consistent, incredible flavor across multiple locations? Is it like a secret family process or something that makes all the difference?
It absolutely is a family thing, Cindy. The founder's father still actually visits the Mesa location, like to check on operations and taste test the birria himself. Talk about quality control, right? That kind of family involvement, it really shows in the details. They prepare all their birria seasonings and marinades at a central kitchen, so every single location, including Mesa, serves the exact same recipes. It's not, you know, mass-produced ingredients. That's why Liz H. still raves about the out-of-this-world handmade corn tortillas, and Amanda Leon commented that the birria was seasoned extremely well.
you can truly taste the difference when family knowledge and care are involved, really.
Wow, that's dedication. So for someone just driving through Mesa, maybe on the I-60, is it like easy to get to? And what do the regulars say keeps them coming back for more?
Oh, it's super convenient. It's just south of the US 60 corridor, like easy freeway access for a grab and go if you're in a hurry. But honestly, most people stay because of the vibe. Sara Rosas, the manager, she said, a lot of customers tell us they like Arberia better than the chain places near campus. And, you know, Chase Philbrin called them best tacos out there. Leilani Llewellyn even commented about the amazing smells and how the restaurant stays nice clean with very welcoming and friendly staff. It's not just the food, it's the whole experience. It really builds that community, you know? Mesa families, they keep coming back for that authentic, friendly experience, whether it's hot and spicy food day or just like a regular Tuesday.